Mary Clark lives in a quiet neighborhood on the south side of Thousand Oaks. The view on Hillsborough Street is spectacular, with the homes literally built in the foothills of the Santa Monica Mountains. But Clark says this time of year, these mountains can also be frightening because the dense vegetation creates the potential for a dangerous brush fire.
They certainly do. We've already had one fire here up the hill. It makes me very nervous, and I think to myself, it could happen here at any time.
Summer may be almost over, and cooler temperatures may be coming, but with the potential for Santa Ana and sundowner winds, we're moving into one of the most dangerous brush fire periods of the year.
You can see how brittle this vegetation is right now.
And that would just go like a rocket.
Oh, absolutely. There's just no moisture.
Captain Ken Van Wyk is a vegetation management specialist with the Ventura County Fire Department. Van Wyk is with us at the intersection of Moore Park Road and Green Meadow Drive, just south of Highway 101. On one side of Green Meadow are some condos. On the other side, there's the Santa Monica Mountains and miles of brush all the way to the Pacific Ocean. Van Wyk shows us some of the brush and says it's much drier than average for this time of year.
You can see the dead component in it. You can see how dry it is, how brittle, how fragile it is, and it's very receptive to fire, and it'll carry fire. So usually about this time of year, we're about, average is about 64% fuel moisture. Right now we're at critical levels of 54%. So we usually don't see this level till later in the year. Right now we're at critical state.
You can hear light wind as we talk to the captain, but what's a bigger concern is stronger sundowner and Santa Ana winds, which usually come in the fall.
Our typical Santa Ana season is usually October, November, into December. We did see some earlier events this year than normal, but yeah, we're still expecting those events to come later this season.
Van Wyk says with the drought, the potential for brush fires remains all around us. He says even areas stripped bare by the Thomas Fire in December and January are at risk because some light brush has grown back, which could then burn into thicker, older growth.
So it's kind of like putting newspaper under the logs in the fireplace. The finer fuels are more receptive, they're easier to get ignited, but once they're ignited, they heat up quickly, they carry fire quickly, and that spreads to the heavier fuels. The light flashy fuels, the grasses and stuff, are a lot more receptive to a spark or an ember than like throwing a match on a log. It's not going to start. But if you throw it into a newspaper or a pile of grass, it's dry grass, it's going to ignite very rapidly.
We used to talk about brush fire season, but firefighters say the reality in California now is that they can occur anytime during the year. October has been the worst in recent years statewide, and remember, the Thomas Fire started in early December and burned into January.
We do have record of fires every month of the year for the last who knows how many years. We do have fires every month. Larger fires are usually May to December, but every month of the year there's a threat.
In 2017, 1.3 million acres of land burned statewide and 10,000 structures were destroyed. This year could be even bigger, with the Mendocino complex alone charring 459,000 acres. Firefighters say as we move into the next critical few months, those who did require brush clearance in the spring should review it. In some cases, the brush grew back and then dried out during the summer, creating new hazards. Mike Boss, whose family has a home in the foothills on the south side of Thousand Oaks, says they're very aware and alert to the threat.
We've had to evacuate once before, you know, but the fires, you can literally see them coming up over the hill. Things are going to happen. You got to go with the flow. We have certain things that are put in a certain part of the house that's like the emergency stuff, get it out, the important things, the pictures, etc. And, you know, as far as where we're going to go, we don't know, but we'll go.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.